Forestry Minister Shane Jones says help is on the way for the forestry industry, which is struggling with supply chain problems in China due mostly to the outbreak of coronavirus. I spoke to Mr. Jones earlier. He told me he was concerned for the families that rely on those exports and would be taking a report to Cabinet today.
Probably not well known in New Zealand, but there are mountains of logs coming out of Eastern Europe. The forests of Eastern Europe have recently been ravaged by a beetle attack, and the beetles have laid waste to huge thousands of acres of forest. They've all been cut, they've moved into China as a raw product at the same time as the coronavirus has added to the volatile situation for Kiwis. So in that respect, we're facing at the Chinese ports a perfect storm.
And are you looking to use provincial growth fund money to assist communities, logging communities?
Stakeholders and leaders both in Northland and the East Coast have asked if we can bring some of the provincial growth fund infrastructure, transport projects to the table a lot faster to absorb the labour that would otherwise be on the hillsides and in the forests. Officials have been working over the last week to see what's possible. People from the South Island who want to get on with killing off the Wilding pine have asked whether some of the labour could be relocated down there, whether it can also be relocated to assist with the horticultural production that's about to come to pass. But I have to say, a lot of the Tairāwhiti people, and understandably, they want to work at home, their kids are at school, their families are embedded in the communities, and the Chief of Te Rūrākau, Julie Collins, is bringing that report to ministers today.
So along with that, which I guess is sort of medium-term, bringing infrastructure forward, is there a short-term package you're taking to Cabinet in terms of welfare payments and these sorts of things?
In relation to proactiveness from the IRD and the Welfare Department, obviously they've already sprung into action last week, and if there are any concerns that there's a lack of proactivity, then the sooner that we know about it, the better. But we've been assured by our Minister of Social Welfare that those levers which are regularly relied upon are fully engaged.
This is a private industry, one which has been around for a long time. Why should the government be helping? I mean, these are the things that can happen with export markets.
Look, the difficulty we're learning to accept over the last couple of weeks is that when our exports are totally reliant on China and there are not other options in ASEAN countries, then welcome to the disruptiveness of international economics and international trade. Having said that, when problems afflict our farming sector, governments over the years have sought to ameliorate the more ragged edges of that disruptiveness, and we're seeking to extend it into forestry.
Are we too dependent on China, and what can be done about it?
I'm reminded what John Key used to say, and I'm not being partisan, that whilst the Chinese Party was fantastic for people opening up new wealth opportunities, the Yum Cha Party was never going to go on in an uninterrupted fashion. And it's a wake-up call to our exporters. If you have commodities that are reliant on single markets and from time to time international trade, without having enough diversity, will do you damage.
Mr. Jones, I wonder if I could ask you too about the issue that's the controversy that's raging over photos taken of journalists, including RNZ's Guyan Espiner. When did you learn about these photos, which the Deputy Prime Minister has said the royal we, if you like, took?
No, look, I'm not across the details of that. I realise that my leader, the Right Honourable Winston Peters, is currently travelling and he was unable to appear, I understand, on your show. But no, I've no idea when such photos may have been taken. And look, you get these squalls from time to time in the world of media relations with the political estate. I wouldn't read too much into it.
Are you comfortable with photos taken of journalists without them knowing being passed on to a website associated with whale oil?
Well, let's go to the bare facts here. Our party has made a complaint to the police about information during the rounds. We are abiding by a process which the SFO follows when it receives complaints. And really, that's the focus of not so much my personal attention, of our party's attention. We will abide by the various statutory processes that are in place.
The National Party, though, has described these photos as chilling. Your leader, initially at least, said that New Zealand First had taken them. Do you have any concerns, and are you comfortable with them being passed on by somebody to a website associated with whale oil?
Yeah, as I said, Colin, I'm not across those details. Look, I wouldn't read too much into it. As I said, you get these squalls of misfortune that'll soon pass.
I accept that you may not be across the details, but I still am interested as to whether you personally, as a politician, are comfortable with this practice, given the opposition leader and other commentators feel it has a chilling effect on journalism and democracy.
Yeah, my response to any remarks from the opposition is to remind everyone it's an election year and you'll get all this hyperbole and exaggeration, and I would dismiss anything the National Party says with a grain of sand.
And that was the Forestry Minister, Shane Jones, speaking to me earlier on this morning.